All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's Grimm's Hentai Corner. Now, this is interesting because I had a guy literally just join my server and say, "I want more dominance." And then I said, "All right." And he gave me a thumbs up, and I never heard from him again. So, here you are, sir. More dominance. Matter of fact, we're doing two dominance videos this week because it's visual novel week. So what other surprises do we have in store? Well, you'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, let's go on ahead and get started. Wah! Ami, what on earth are you doing? So close. What do you think I'm doing? I've already told you, you're to take care of my underhair. Why do you need to write on my face if you want me to take care of your underhair? You're being annoying repeating yourself. You only need to do what I want you to. Oh, pardon me, folks. Completely forgot to take a pill. Alright, with that out of the way, let's continue. Or else? Are you saying you aren't listening to what I say? Else it's the other thing. Huh? I don't like your attitude. You aren't thinking that this is a bad position to be in? I don't know what she wants to do, but I can't deny her any longer. I decided to pretend to obey her obediently. I'm very sorry. I'm honored to see Amy's crotch right in front of me. Ami. Actually, it's Ami. Of course you must be pleased. You're looking at my crotch right in front of your face. It's really easy to take this tone and use it for my survival, though it's embarrassing, annoying. It's embarrassing and annoying to have to do this. Yes, I'm honored. Of course. Then you would take care of it right now? Even though I don't mind it, how am I supposed to move like this? You're okay as it is. You're gonna take care of it with your mouth. Poor mouth! How do I take care of your underhair with my mouth? Huh? Asking such a thing. Think for yourself, you idiotic slave. Just hurry up and do it now. However, even though you're asking me to think for myself, in front of me wafting is the smell of a woman from the crotch of the cheeky daughter who's always unkind to me. In response to that, my penis reacts, twitching in contradiction against my feelings. Aha! Like I thought. Every time you're teased, your penis reacts. Do you like it after all? What I'm doing? Then I'll make you even harder. So, nice view, isn't it? Yeah, it looks like fucking TV static, but we'll deal with it. Yes! Like, that's hardcore mosaic. You can barely see anything. While enjoying the view, you're going to pull my pubic hair out carefully by mouth. You want it pulled out by mouth? I'm astonished by her demand, raising my voice accidentally in response. It's easy. Just bite the hair with your teeth and pull it out so it doesn't hurt. Look, just do it quickly. Wait a moment, Ami? What if... Ami's butt is pressing against my face, with Ami's exposed pussy next to my jaw. Come on, hurry up. A slave shouldn't keep me waiting for 100 million years. Saying that, she pushes her crotch against my mouth. One of the folds hits my jaw, and from that the other fold opens, and in front of me appears a beautiful pink-colored pussy. This should make it easier. Now come on, do it. Her thick, bushy pubic hair is hit against my lip. Ami, sorry, but you're saddling me. Huh? If I tell you to do something, that's absolute. If you don't do it, I'll just use your penis on the machine. What? Okay. I was pushing her agitation too far, so I just responded obediently. My penis had reacted to the mention of the machine, wilting down in its size like it was trying to hide away from it being mentioned. If I continue to make Ami more angry, something very bad is likely to happen. So I put her pubic hair between my lips and slowly started to pull. The skin between Ami's crotch is pulled along with her hair, but it didn't come off. There's no sign of it ripping out, even though I was putting in more power pulling it. For those of you who are having trouble with the script, he's pulling out her pubic hair using his mouth. Like, literally shaving her with his mouth. Shit, it's painful. Using your scissor lips, it's unlikely to work. Like I just said, your teeth. Do it with your teeth. Once again, Ami's pressed her crotch strongly against my mouth. Once again, hurry up! Now! Her voice gets coarse while Ami's underwear shifts around. Yes. Even though she's demanding me to do such a thing, I've never bitten into someone's pubic hair using my teeth. Well, is there even a man in the world who's ever done this in the first place? Ami makes me have to do these ridiculous things. I really don't understand why. I'm telling you to hurry up and do it. You're really a waste of space. Why can't you even handle such a simple task? Are you stupid? I'm sorry. She still is unreasonably angry, but her mood feels a little calmer. My lower body was reflecting my thoughts honestly, gradually shrinking. Huh? What's with this shitty cock? Why is it getting softer? Really, how rude. Well then fine, I'll stimulate your penis through your eyes. Oh, the breasts aren't covered. See, what do you think of this? I've offered such a rewarding job for you to do, so make it get bigger. Stop, you're pulling it too much. Ami, it hurts. The skin stretches really well. It accumulates bacteria, but with the surgical tools I made, I can cut it off for you. Ami's hand picks at the skin atop of my penis, pulling it as far as it will go. No, stop it. It hurts. Please, stop it. Be good, Makoto. You have no right to choose, or to talk back. Since we picked you up, you're a slave for Mama and me. Ami's lips raise up with a sneaky smile. All you have to do is just follow my orders. Ami's pubic hair rubs on my face, jiggling her butt as she moves. Ugh! Her pussy is on the center of my face, wrapping around both sides of the bottom of my nose. I can feel the moist flesh. Above all, the smell of love juice tickles my nostrils. Don't pull it! You're ripping it out! Well then I'll cut it off! This is an order! Please don't say that. Such a reckless thing. It hurts. Haha! It got bigger after all. You're just a pervert, just like my mama expects you to be. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Even though the skin is being pulled, my penis has started to grow. Unrelated to my own intentions, it pulses strongly. You really are perverted, getting so hard from the skin being pulled. Are you the biggest pervert in the whole universe? Ami is laughing while being abusive. Because I managed to make your penis get bigger, you must be enjoying it a little bit, isn't that right? Right, I'm asking you. Even though it's erect, please don't pull on it so much. Even with an erection, isn't all this extra stretchy skin a hindrance? Wouldn't it be nicer to cut it off and pickle it in formaldehyde, then carry it around like a charm? What? It hurts when you pull on it so much. You're lying. Because you got an erection, it's not painful but pleasant, right? Ami thrusts her fingertips under the pulled skin like she's searching the tip of the glands while stroking it. Look, it's gradually getting wetter. Because you're leaking so much cowper, you can't say you aren't feeling it. Rubbing it back and forth, poking her fingers all around the tip to the base of the gland head. You're very sensitive. It's true what they say. The skin and the gland are sensitive. Ha ha! Ha ha ha! Don't! Your nails! There! Ami's fingers rub my head back and forth, stimulating it. My waist switches, reacting independently of my own intentions. Well, it's about time. Wait, what are you doing? I'm doing this. That's... When you first came here, Ariza used an improved version of my semen collecting machine. That was the improved one? At that time, I tried improving it by making its suction power stronger. What? It had stronger suction back then? My fears revived. I'm sure Ariza said a penis got crushed back then. If this doesn't work properly, it could really break my penis. I haven't got it to actually working yet, so I'll use you for an experiment to see what it feels like. Wait, hold on, wait just a moment? Experiment what it feels like? She isn't gonna do an operation check of some tests on an animal first? It's too much pressure. Like Ami has said, she turns on the switch with a twist of her hand, making the machine start with a groan. It's too late. My penis is already in a perilous situation. Oh, God. I'll check whether you're eligible to be a servant. Better than Mama. Still more. I'm gonna increase the output. When Ami hits a switch, the machine starts making a piercing, driving sound, stimulating my penis inside the cup. This will make you feel tens of thousands of times better with all the improvements compared to before. Its true identity is a fluid nanomachine that's completely self-sustaining and stimulates the air inside the cup, making it move like it's a living thing. Whoa! Ah! Ah! How is it? It moves amazingly, doesn't it? Just the other day, you were some shitty virgin cock and would have already shot it all out. The whole thing, it's stroking it so tightly. This, it's amazing. Because I'm letting you experience such a wonderful feeling before anyone else, serve me properly. Yeah. Involuntarily, I replied to her in a pitiful voice. The power of the sperm collecting machine is too great. Hey now, gently pull out my hair. Ami, while I still have my penis in the sperm collecting machine, presses her waist against my mouth again. And Ami's holding her butt right up against my face, her crotch is burying all my face under it. Makoto, especially, you can lick it just a little bit, alright? Missing string. Oh, missing string. Oh. How do we go back? Like she told me to do, I used my tongue on her pussy, causing Ami's mouth to leak out a mix of breasts with sighs. That's it. If you lick it properly, my juice will overflow, making a cream to help remove the hair. Just touching it lightly with the tip of my tongue causes Ami to lose all the strength in her body, making her put her full weight on my face. You're impertinent for a slave, but you're only so good. As you are, you may continue. Every time I stretch out my tongue to lick her pussy, Ami's body trembles. Good, so good, huh? I'm trembling, more, lick it. You, I'll make you feel good too, you should be grateful. The groan from the machine grows, tightening the cup around my penis by becoming stronger. I can see it. Something is flowing irregularly inside the transparent cup, tightening and licking my penis. No, it doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't feel good. My penis is being intensely stimulated. Inside my vagina, it's become hot. As I continue to lick her pussy, love juice overflows from inside. Aha, it also feels so good. Isn't that obvious? Because I made it, it's the best onahole in the universe, so now in return, you're to serve me. I easily understand, making more noise as I lick her clitoris. Idiot, stop making those obscene sounds. That's not good enough. More. Lick it a lot more, Makoto. Even though she says that, Ami seems to be feeling my tongue and her inner thighs twitching with convulsions. I'm feeling so good. Lick it more vigorously. Make me feel even better. Ami's body arched, closing her eyes, seeming to savor the feeling of her pussy being licked. Ami slaps her waist dexterously against me. Ugh. Let's try that again. Ami slaps her waist dexterously against me as the sperm collecting machine punishes my bulging penis. Her love juice oozes out of her pussy, dribbling down onto the tip of my nose. The fragrant smell enchants me. It melts my brain just like an aphrodisiac. It's so good. You think you're better than me? You're gonna be first. I won't forgive you. If that's so, I'll blow your penis off. Mwah! Though I'm doing better, she still wants to break it. However, contrary to her words, Ami's pussy is getting wetter faster. Your tongue inside my vagina, even though it's Makoto's, he's impertinent. Her pussy folds open wide, spreading apart in sync with her nice fleshy butt. In the middle of my vagina. When I rib the tip of my tongue against the inner wall of her pussy, Ami's mouth leaks out a panting voice like a scream. Such a seedy man, to torment my vagina so much. Though I'm being abused, for some reason Ami feels that I'm enjoying it while she's looking down at me from above. So good. More and more. The tip of your tongue inside my vagina tormenting it. I'll suck it with my vagina. Here. My tongue was sucked and it felt like it might get ripped off. My tongue is getting numb sandwiched between the walls of her pussy, yet still I taste Ami's love juice, which stimulates my penis, getting it more and more excited. Now pull out my pussy hair using your mouth. If you do it well, I'll raise the machine's power for your reward. Kind of feels like a spinning robot pussy, right? Which you can grab at spinningrobotpussy.com. I don't know if it's the greatest in the universe, but it's pretty damn good. As I was told, I take my mouth to Ami's pubic hair. And I inhale a mouthful of her casually grown pubic hair while still extending out my tongue. More gentler. When I pull my mouthful of pubic hair, Ami's body shakes with a shudder. And from her pussy, her love juice overflows even more than it had before. More. Pull it stronger. Her plump lower lips look swollen red, her pussy even more moist. The drooling love juice dripped on my nose, filling my nostrils with a strong smell of pussy. Pardon my allergies. With my mouth sandwiching her pubic hair between my teeth, I jerked back my jaw in one go to pull it out. So good, right. More, do it more. All the vagina hair. You're to bite it out cleanly. I trace her pubic hair with my tongue, finding a spot where a lot of it's growing. Inhaling deeply, I bite. I didn't understand why or what I was thinking, but this forbidden task was making my penis steadily become hotter. It could be said it's because my penis is covered by the semen collecting machine, but my penis was definitely excited. It's amazing. That's a good way to pull it out. I pulled out the pubic hair I'd bitten in one quick go. Again, Emmy raised a high-pitched gas while her love juice overflowed out from the back of her vagina. Because both of her legs were spread, her lips were also open, shaking her plump clitoris looking bumpy and swollen. Showing her plump clitoris looking bumpy and swollen. Quickly, pull the hair out, but if you don't, I'll end it. Fwah. Ami's crotch was lasciviously drenched from her overflowing love juice. When I push against it with the tip of my nose, even more juice dribbles out. Lovely, the tip of your nose is doing a great job. When I bring my face closer, her clitoris naturally hits the tip of my nose. Then I scrape up her pubic hair with the tip of my tongue while inhaling again. More! Pull out more! Ah! All of it! Pull it out! All of it! Each time I bit into her pubic hair, Ami's body pulsated, jumping up and down on top of my face. Her pussy gets even more wetter, and her pussy wraps around my nose. Pull out more and more, the hair of my snatch, all of it! She's gradually changed it from her usual cold nature. Ha! More! Bite it and tear off the hair. While jiggling her quivering butt, Ami was on the verge of getting to her zenith. It's amazing. It feels good. Her tongue sticks out, her half-open mouth with an obscene expression. Now completely dominated by pleasure, while her pubic hair is pulled out by my teeth in this perverted act. You aren't taking a rest, are you? Properly pull everything out. Here, I'll also make you feel a little better too. She's using the machine again. Spinning robot pussy. Ami operates the switch again. Suddenly, the sperm collecting machine raised another groan. Its movements change. Change and becoming more violent than before. The whole thing tightens hard. The movement feels like the tip of my gland is being vigorously licked, while the compressing air feels like it's sucking up the whole of my penis. Miss, this is useless. It's all coming out. Okay, I give you special permission. Shoot it out, Makoto. Shoot it out as much as you want. Oh, wow. It feels so good. Ugh. You're so stupid. How disgusting. Yeah, shooting it all out. With a pitiful voice, I'd ejaculated inside the sperm collecting machine, dying it all white as my semen is sucked up inside the cylinder. My semen shoots out fast against my will, like it's being sucked out. That's fine. We will keep going until the very last hair is pulled out. Then I have to keep on sucking even with my mouth drying up. If you want it to end, just quickly pull out my hair using your mouth. Yes. Again, I put Ami's pubic hair inside my mouth. Quickly. I need to get this to end. In one go, I inhaled a large amount of pubic hair, grinding it between my teeth. And with a twist of my jaw, it's all pulled out in an instant. I actually like that a little more than the Ehegao. She looks like she's just completely zoned out, like in another world. So good, this feeling is so good! Making that sound, I pulled out the last remains of her pubic hair. Feels good, I'm dying! Ami's face had tears welling up. She looked frightened and her whole body had stiffened. Her pubic hair was pulled out. Judging from Ami's reaction, I couldn't tell if it hurt or felt good for her, but she likely felt it. That feeling was something I didn't know. Oh, so stop! It feels... Holy crap. Ami made her hips bounce back and forth all over my face and squirted a tide like pee over my face. Bathed in the force of her desire, I felt like I was suffocated involuntarily. With that force, Ami's hair had been pulled out, scattered across my face. I thought that was her vaginal juices that just kind of exploded. I thought she gushed all over him. I didn't know that was pee. Ugh, I didn't mean to show you that, guys. I thought that was fucking vaginal juices. My bad. Sometimes it doesn't make it very clear. It feels so good with all the hair pulled out. It feels amazing. Ami's pussy still drips sloppily, overflowing with love juice. Every time I licked Ami's pussy, it dripped with even more juice. So maybe that is, but it said it was pee. Maybe it's a mixture. But I have heard, you know, some women have actually stated this as fact, that sometimes a lot of that, like when she's a gusher, a lot of that shit is urine sometimes. Like, it's mixed in there with it. So it's not just straight vaginal juice. You're also getting fucking urine. So you're technically getting pissed on. And, yeah, it's crazy. But there you go. Not much of this left before it goes full Japan. Oh, we're there, guys. That's it. That might be the last one we've got. Yep. We may have to end this one now. Like, that's literally all we got. Everything went back to Japanese. That was the last scene. We got a scene with Ami, but we don't know. Like, okay, so, are you upset? I'm upset. What do we do now? Well, unfortunately, we have to end our dominance coverage because I can't read Japanese and I can't translate Japanese directly into English. So, what we're gonna have to do is hope that Jast, goes and gets this one. Now, unfortunately, there were no Empress announcements. I mean, I know he's working on something. Blood does like these games. And, I'm pretty sure that closed game sold pretty well. I'm pretty sure a lot of people bought it. And, that's all I really gotta say. So, for the guy that requested Dominance, like, I wanted to bring you more. Like, dude, we were gonna do 2 episodes of Dominance, but now I literally gotta play something else. And, unfortunately, that sucks, but I can't do anything about it. There's no more English. This is all the fan patch did, and I noticed when I started seeing some kanji in that scene, I was like, oh no, this might be it. But it's only 10% of the game, and it's enough to get you interested, right? So, you know, let's hope. Because, you know, Gore Screaming Show and a lot of other older VNs are starting to get released. So maybe there's a chance that we can finally get Dominance as one of them, right? That'd be great. I mean, I'd love to read the story again all the way through. And I'd do the whole thing again. From the very beginning. With a much clearer, better translation. Blood's committed to no censorship, so I think the homo part will be in there and all the other craziness that's in it. You know, that little joke that he does, the maintenance, or, well, it's his ship, they stole it from him, but anyway, he says, I'm a homo, you know, I hope Jast is gonna keep that in there, because I thought that was pretty fucking funny. But yeah, at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I guess I'm out for Dominance. Sorry about that, guys. We'll see you next time with more Starless, I guess? And, Discipline? Because that's kind of all we got right now. I like Empress, and I like Seishoujo as much as you guys, but we can only play what's translated. Alright, now I'll see you later. This is the Grimlord. I'm out.